song. The need is strong to eat, then he's gone.
Lots of dimensions, out of convention. He's right up for death, so then suck us some lessons. Scaly, flaking skin, hatred within. Natural born, he was made to win.
Welcome to the Thank You Rob podcast, episode number
67.
Officially sponsored by
Brims and Tons Clothing.
Get the latest and greatest in hats, shirts, and shoe accessories. Only at brimsandtongues.com. You can check out past episodes of this show at thankyourob.com, where you can also check out my graphic design work, which is mind-blowing and life-altering, known as I Define Design. You can also check out my other podcast called Some People's Kids Podcast. While you're at it, check out this podcast on Fuzz Talk Radio at fuzztalkradio.com.
Hey, brah. Welcome to the podcast, brah. What if I talk like that for episode 67? I'm not gonna, even though I just did. Live from Orange County, California. Riding waves, hanging ten, bruh. I just imagine that's how they talk out there. I've never even been to California before, but I would love to go. In L.A. Now, this episode right here, 67, kind of a serious note. Capacity and his family had them on. Went over to their place. They live in Maple Grove. I will not give you the specific address. Out of respect for him and his family. But he has a son, and he has autism. So every year, Capacity's been... Actually, this will be the second year he's been put together this Hip Hop for Autism show. And it's for a good cause, and I always support a good cause if it's legit. And this one absolutely is. So I felt it was important to give a little more exposure, even though I don't know how much more exposure this podcast is going to do, but every little bit helps, you know. I do want to say I'm sick of cold weather, and for those that know me, I really do love winter. I love snow, and I'm not talking about cocaine. I'm talking about, you know, the white fluffy snow that falls from the sky in the wintertime here in lovely Minnesota. But it's April. Today is actually April 15th. I don't know when you're listening to this, but the temperature today was about 36 degrees. WTF, brah. No, seriously, really looking forward to some warm weather. I don't know about the listeners out there, but I'm not a big fan. I've always been kind of shy of taking my shirt off in public. And I know many people really, when they look at me, they picture a nice chiseled defined muscular man in front of them when they look at me. And I'll be honest with you, that's not true. If I take this shirt off, there's hair in weird places, a birthmark, moles, you know, the fat hanging out in places that shouldn't be, like, yeah, not like man tits or anything, but it's not a pretty sight to me. And maybe that's just my opinion, but I'm pretty sure that that's a pretty accurate description of my body, at least my upper half, of which I don't really care to expose to random people. I'll do it, and I'm not 100% comfortable doing it, but I will. I'll rock a muscle shirt. I'm not afraid of a muscle shirt, but it's just, or a tank top, whatever they're called. But taking the whole thing off is not my first choice. I know there's people out there that, you know, like the football players you went to school with, that they were all in shape in school. But, you know, you get together for like a 10-year anniversary, high school reunion, and they all have beer bellies. And I don't want to be that guy. I like beer. I'll drink some beer. I'd rather throw back some wine, but... I'll drink some beer, but I'm not going to drink that much that I get a beer belly. And I try to work out, you know. Once I work out pretty much every day of the week except for weekends. I really let loose on the weekend, so, you know, I'm blowing down cheesecake and ice cream and cheeseburgers and french fries, and it's really just a wash. As a matter of fact, I think the workouts that I do are pretty much useless at that point, but enough about me there. How are you doing out there? Huh? What are you doing on April 26th? I gotta tell you, this is kind of a special day for me because 14 years ago, my buddy Professor Fresh, he started this show every year in Mankato. It's called the 427 Barbecue. It literally started off as a barbecue in his buddy's backyard. Kind of grew to, you know, performing at shows. When I first met Professor Fresh, I believe the first show we played in Mankato back in the day was at the What's Up Lounge, and this is where the barbecue is at this year, at the What's Up Lounge. Good venue, good people, and I will be down there visiting with Professor Fresh and interviewing some Mankato artists, and it's going to be a good time. I'm going to drink some beers, and we're going to have some fun. And I'm probably going to do a couple songs with Professor Fresh, too, some classics. You never know what you're going to hear. You don't know. I don't know. But I do know that it will be a good time, and I will drink some liquor with you and put on some weight. Let's put on some weight. Let's eat a cheeseburger together. I'll go half. I'll go half on a cheeseburger with you. Let's go halvesies. No, on a serious note, though, let's get into this interview with Capacity and his wife, Sasha, and their son, Corbin, all about autism here. So kick back. We joke around a little bit, but it does have the serious tone, and it's all for a good cause. So sit back and listen to this, and I will make love to your ears and your mind with even more podcasts, audio stuff. Places, place us high up above the rest. Don't get me wrong, I love the Midwest. All I'm saying is don't let it get to your head. I'm a realist, I support every word I said. If you don't feel this is cool with me, friend, I'll just do it again in a fashion different than the rest. Through distorted lens, picking up the mess. Rap acts like cartoon characters, comedians. Hey, I'm here with Capacity.
Hello.
And are you Capacity? And Little Capacity.
He's carbon dioxide.
No,
carbon
I'm not capacity.
That's awesome.
Just to let you know, I hate music.
Oh. Right now, currently Corbin hates music. But that's all right. Hey, you know what? Everyone goes through that mood. Sometimes I'm like, man, I don't want to listen to music today. Right?
I always want to turn the music up.
It's very rare that I'm like that, but that does happen from time to time. Capacity, reoccurring guest of the show.
Yes, reoccurring nightmare.
Hey, I want to recap last week. Are you familiar with Schoolboy Entertainment?
I have seen the name.
You've seen the name. You've seen the little logo with the microphone guy?
I have.
The arms,
it's a pretty dope logo.
The fangs, yep. The blood dripping down.
Did you make that?
Nope.
Oh.
Nope, I did make up the fangs and the blood.
Nice.
That's not part of
nice.
It, but
I
it
like
is a microphone.
Fangs and blood.
Yeah. Fangs and blood. I had them on the show. We talked about, I've been doing this continuing road to Soundset, because at Soundset this year, I'll be at the Brims and Tongues booth podcasting.
Oh, that is nice.
Yeah, it'll be nice. So I'm going to catch everyone and anyone that walks by.
That is going to be.
People just looking at shirts. I'll say.
That's going to be nice episodes.
I'll say, hey, Corbin, do you want to buy a t-shirt?
No, why would
I? Well, that would be a terrible interview.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Mr. Potato Head.
Mr. Potato Head, who?
Your butt.
My. What?
We're got crazy, we're working
man.
On the jokes.
Yeah, that's cool. You should hear, you know what? My son, who's 6 years old, everything is either poop or butt with him. Because poops and butts are funny, right?
I don't think so.
You don't? Well, I disagree.
What? You're always
I respectfully disagree with you.
I'm 7.
You're 7? What? Tell the people your name.
Secret.
Okay. Secret?
So is Schoolboy Entertainment, are they going to be at Soundset this
year? They're
going
to be, they're attending the show.
Oh, nice.
They're not performing, but they will be there. I had Ken C. and Stress the Mad Hatter.
Okay, I've seen those names.
Yeah, they're good guys. They came through.
Nice.
We chopped it up.
Nice.
We talked
celery?
About... Not celery,
chopped
carrots.
Celery? Oh.
Kellerets. Kellerets.
You like carrots,
Kellerine.
Corbin?
I hate carrots!
Yep, I knew he was going to say that.
Wow.
Got kind of loud for the listeners
he
there,
did,
huh?
Yeah. Hey,
wake up.
Are you familiar with the lineup for Soundset this year?
I have seen it. I've seen a couple people. I thought it was cool to see Easton on the lineup.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. Yeah, I'm going to maybe have him on the upcoming weeks before the show.
Nice.
So that'll be cool. Easton's doing very good for himself.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Yes, he is.
But we talked about Pusha T. You know, are you familiar with Pusha T?
I actually, I enjoyed one of his mixtapes.
Okay. Something about God.
Yeah, I forget the name, but it was good.
I could probably look at my notes and find it. But that's a good one. The Volume 2 or something like that.
Yep.
There's two of them, but the second one had basically the first one on it.
Yeah, I've always...
A new song.
I really like that song. I'm not a huge Tyler, the Creator fan, but I liked the song he did with him.
I haven't heard that one. No,
really?
No.
They're riding bikes in the video. It's pretty cool.
Pusha T?
Pusha T and Tyler, the Creator. What is the name? Call up if you know. 555-4698.
4699.
4699. Dang.
Yeah.
I was thinking about the Cap and Rob podcast.
That was 555-2424.
Oh.
But the numbers changed. I had to change it. I was getting too many calls. Yeah, I'm a Pusha T fan. I would say he's probably the one I'm most looking forward to seeing. I've seen Cypress Hill. I haven't seen them in a while.
I forgot Cypress Hill. That would be why I would want to go.
Yeah. Of course, Atmosphere.
Yes. I'm excited for the new album.
Are Atmosphere?
You?
Yeah, definitely.
I'm always excited to see what is going on. Can you hear the baby crying in the background?
I can hear them.
I mean, can they hear the baby?
I don't know. There's a baby being beaten in the
right
background.
Right now, we're at the madhouse. I'm telling you. Saturday morning.
The madhouse.
It's the madhouse, right? Isn't it a madhouse around here, Corbin?
They argue.
They fight. They fight. They fight. They fight. They fight. Fight, fight, fight. Fight, fight, fight. Right?
Yeah.
He rhymed. Just like the Beastie Boys. What do you think about the Beastie Boys?
Hate them.
What?
He does not like music right now.
We had this conversation. Okay.
Corbin, what kind of music do you listen to when you do like music?
The only music I like is the cartoons.
The cartoon songs and stuff? Do you listen to the kids' channel on the cable station there? What is that called?
I only watch
the Comcast.
I only watch Mixels and Pokemon.
Pokemon, huh?
That's this week.
You're a Pikachu guy? You like Pikachu?
Favorite Pokemon is Pokemon. I do got 3DS.
I
do got the new game Pokemon X.
On the Wii U? Or
like
for your DS?
3DS.
3DS?
The only 3DS.
You got hold up the mic there. There you go.
It's only for 3DS.
That's cool. What games for the Wii U do you have?
Super Mario Bros. U. Super Mario Luigi Bros. U. Super Mario Bros. 2. We like have all three of the Super Mario Bros. games.
What's Daddy's favorite game though that we have that you didn't say?
DuckTales.
Woo. That's what I'm talking about.
We have that one too.
You know, I heard that they're gonna make some other ones too.
Remakes of the Disney
ones? Yeah,
like Chip and Dale. Yep. And Darkwing Duck. And
oh,
there
was
a
whole
list of them. Yeah.
I was a big fan of those when I was younger.
I forgot about them, but man, they are.
You know what I liked about them is they were easy to play. There's not much thought you got to put in. I mean, of course, there's strategy in the game, but it's the same thing between all the games.
That's what I like. It's like that Mario format, you know?
Right,
where
the side-scrolling.
You don't have to think. You can beat the game, but you don't have to be a video game genius.
Yep.
That's why I always had trouble with other games.
Mm-hmm.
What are you?
A video game genius.
Are you?
I'm in video games.
Corbin, I heard that before you guys got the new Super Mario Brothers game for the Wii U, that you had done some research online on YouTube.
Oh, yeah. I watch videos.
You watch some videos about it?
Yeah, and that's how I know everything about video games.
That qualifies as a video game genius.
Corbin, what are you going to do?
That's awesome.
He even has his future planned out. What are you going to do when you grow up then?
Work at GameStop.
But after that, he told me that he's going to own a video game company and sit in his big chair and collect money.
Nice. You know, I think it's Activision is actually based out of Minnesota. or they have a corporate office here.
Nice.
And Activision makes video games. They made Guitar Hero, all of those, DJ Hero.
That just makes no sense. Blah.
So when you become a big, rich video game guy, you'll buy me a mansion in the hills, right? A big house?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Think about it. Think about it. I mean, you got to remember all of this that your dad has done for you, your mom and dad.
All the cereal.
You know that Wii U? Oh, the cereal was not free. The Wii U was not free. Your mom and dad had to work very hard to get that stuff.
I would give them $100,000.
Oh, that's nice. That's very kind of you.
That'll buy me a house and every. That'll get me onto my island. Away from everybody. No, I'm just joking.
That's a pretty handsome down payment on a house. $100,000. Do you know how much a house costs?
$100,000.
That's pretty close. $100,000. We've got another child that's just bellied up to the table here.
Maybe she leaves.
You
want to
say hi?
You!
Oh, she wants more. Wants more of that mic.
Hi.
She's the one that can sing the hip hop songs if we want to get into it.
Can we hear a song? Do you guys want to play a
song?
You
want to sing the hip hop?
Hip hop? Hop?
Hip hop to the bippity bee to you got stop.
Yeah.
Nice. Good work.
All right. Can we get a Fat Boys? Can we get a Fat Boys real quick?
Ooh.
Nope. Okay.
That's cool. Maybe later. Huh?
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll see where this goes.
It's the first ever Thank You Rob podcast where you got
a gang
of kids. Oh, jinx.
I've had my son Ian do something before, but you know, it's hard to keep their attention.
It is.
You know?
It is hard.
Kids don't want to talk. They want to play video games.
They do.
They want to dance.
They do.
They want to throw balls and frisbees and play with toys.
Yep. Well, I want to throw balls and frisbees and play with toys, too.
This is true.
Actually, I'm trying to figure out how I can get out of the work, you know.
Maybe get paid for something like that?
Yeah. Just to throw balls and frisbees.
Right. Maybe you could be a toy tester.
A toy tester?
Yeah.
Would that be a good one?
What is Mac?
I totally forgot about it.
What, you forgot about Mac? How do you forget about Mac? You know about Mac.
Is that the Minnesota Autism Center?
Yeah.
Or is it My Amazing
Couch?
Couch, yes.
Autism Center.
Autism Center?
Oh, it is. Okay.
How long did you go there?
8 years.
8 years. You went there 1 year?
Oh, yeah.
Tell us about your teacher. What did you like when you went there? Your teachers, and what did you do?
Do you remember your teacher's name?
The only one I remember is Nicole.
Who else was your teachers?
I can only remember Nicole.
You know you can't. You had some guy teachers and some other girl teachers.
I can't remember their names.
But what did you do there? Did you learn a lot of stuff?
What'd you learn?
I forgot.
You remembered to forget? What if you forget to remember?
Do you, Corbin, do you know about this? Do you know what this, what the hip hop people in Minnesota are doing for Mac?
You tell us?
Okay. We are putting on a show for MAC, which is the Minnesota Autism Center. This is our second year doing it. Can you believe that, Corbin? 2 years?
That's pretty cool.
Even though Corbin doesn't go to the school anymore, we decided to do it again because he's been in kindergarten this year.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been having a great year. And we think that, you know, a lot of it... a lot of it is because of MAC, going to MAC for a year and them helping him out and getting him ready for school, you know? So last year we raised over $1,500 and we had some awesome artists. This year...
Who was on the bill last year? Now, it was a year ago, so I understand if you don't remember exactly everybody on the bill.
Well, we had Christopher Michael Jensen,
CMJ,
and myself with Project 13.
Yep. Joe Wobbs.
Yep. Actually, you you just had him on your show right before then.
Yeah, that's right.
We've been eating some magic mushrooms here today. Yeah. Sorry, we're just
a whole pile
goofy
of them.
We had Big Jess played,
mm-hmm.
Moody Black played.
Mm-hmm.
We had Common Labor.
Oh, nice.
We had
Purgatory Amos.
Purgatory Amos,
yep.
And a whole a bunch of artists and more. Spoken Nerd was from Nashville. I don't know if you've ever had a chance to listen to him.
No,
he was in town from Nashville last year. He made the show real fun. He's a fun guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Spoken Nerd.
Yeah. You were there last year? Were
no,
you
I
there
didn't,
last
I didn't
year?
Make
oh,
it to the show.
Spoken Nerd, he's from Nashville, and he happened to be on tour, so he played that show with us, and he is a character.
That's cool.
And I'd like to get him up here again because he's just a cool guy. Makes
now,
good music, too.
Now, this year, of course, you return.
Yep. Yes, I do, and I've been plotting my return.
Right.
As we
and
speak.
You've had a year to do that,
I've
although
been,
you've
I've
played
actually,
many times since then.
Yep, yep. So, yeah.
But you've got Christopher Michael Jensen returns with his new crew, EQ's Men.
Yep, yep.
You got Truth Maze, the homie MC Rents.
Yep.
R-E-N-T-Z, Remo Williams with a Z. A whole lot of Z's going
there
on
There is
here.
A lot of Z's now that I'm looking at the flyer. Lifted Minds with a Z.
Yeah, that's crazy. Moe's, Big Jess, Bloomer.
I'm going to change my name to Capacity Z. Capacity Z.
Capacity Z.
Z. Yeah,
hosted
we got
by Big Zach.
Yep, we got DJ A Scratch. We got lots of live art.
Yeah, yeah.
Def S.
What's Def
Bloomer.
S?
Def S is a good buddy of mine, actually. He he's the rapper in the 420 All Stars from back
in the
days. If you remember the 420 All Stars, and they don't really do much anymore.
Right.
But he does some rapping and.
And when I had Joe Wobbs on the podcast, he gave me a 420 All-Stars CD.
Yeah,
so
from a long
I'm
time ago. Cheap
Def
Cologne was in that group, too.
Right, right.
If you remember him.
So let's talk. Granted, you got a kick-ass bill here for the show, but it's really the music is just kind of the background for the big picture here, which is getting funding for or just raising funds for the MAG.
Yeah,
which is Minnesota Autism Center.
Yep.
So last year, are you guys trying to set a goal to beat what you made last year?
I'm just happy making anything.
Right.
I'm when we did it last year, I said I'll be happy to make $100. You know what I mean? Because anything helps.
Every little.
And
bit
last
helps.
Year, I was amazed at how many people came and how the people from MAC, they wanted to help out and put up some good raffle prizes last year and. They had their people there working a booth and, so it's
did
awesome.
Did they have a wheel to spin and win prizes?
No, they didn't. But we have raffles, and that's what we're going to do again this year is we've got raffles for $1.
Mm-hmm.
And we have bags full of stuff. You know what I'm saying? This year we got some Twins tickets up for grabs.
Nice.
You know what I'm saying?
And I like free Twins tickets.
Yes, yes.
For $1.
So I believe we got 4 sets, and some other fun prizes. And it's just a good time,
Yeah.
And a lot of people talk about hip hop shows. They only want to go to a show with 3, 4, 5, 4 acts, no more. And so people say, why? How can you fit so many people? But the Honey is so nice to let us start at 7. So
last year
we started at 7.
Yep.
So we got a DJ for 45 minutes, and then we kind of get the party started.
Right.
A lot of people from Matt come out. They all work in the morning, a lot of working people. So we get the party started early and we, keep it rolling.
Right. And I got to say, most hip-hop shows that have this many performers, it gets kind of a long night and they bring out 10 people each,
Yeah.
And I got to say, I personally know at least half of these artists, and they will not do that.
No.
Actually, a lot of them are kind of solo. Yourself, Rents, Remo, Moe's, Big Jess. That'll be cool. So
yeah, I'm happy about this lineup because I liked last year, and when me and Christopher Michael Jensen got together, I felt like he kind of represents the younger generation of hip-hoppers that are in the scene now. I mean, they've been around for a while now, but, where I like to represent the older people.
The elder
so,
scene?
Yeah, so I like to, you know, when it was when we brainstorm, you know, I would get people like Truth Maze, and he'd get people like Bloomer. You know what I mean? Where last year was kind of like that, too, where we had the Dem Atlas, you know, and the Big Jess. So right. we just are taken from both sides of right. the, you know, which makes it fun to, you know, and then plus all the other people that come just to support the cause, too.
You know, that's one of the beauties of hip hop, though, is like there's no age limit.
No.
You know what I mean? There's that's guys like Jay-Z, KRS-One.
Yep.
You know, these legends that are still making very important and
yes.
an impact on hip-hop, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Granted, there's definitely a point where you're like, okay, maybe you should put down the mic. You know
yep.
what I mean? Not all the time.
Look at Too Short. How old is
Too
he?
Short,
probably
yeah,
like
yeah.
50 years
he's
old.
He's got to be in his 50s.
And I still listen to him till he's
Can't
80.
Can't stop rapping.
Yep, nope.
Too Short.
But yeah, but as far as the Autism Center itself, a couple years ago, my son Corbin, who was on the podcast here with us,
he
was diagnosed with autism.
Okay.
So me and my wife, Sasha, thought about how we could, you know, what are we going to do now? And it's a crazy feeling as a parent to have someone say, oh, your kid has autism,
right.
you know. And then working in the school district, I didn't want to have him thrown into the school district and just kind of lost, you know,
right.
because I know that that can happen.
Yeah.
So my wife looked around and called everybody. And Minnesota Autism Center is the first group to get back to us.
Okay.
And they came in, they assessed him, they said, okay, this is what we think you should do. We held him back out of kindergarten for a year and had him go there 40 hours a week.
Mm-hmm. Now, where is the Minnesota Autism Center?
It is in Eden Prairie.
There's
multiple. Corbin used to go to a one in Minnetonka.
Okay.
Now, since they've moved. And they actually have a school also with, you know, high school students and stuff.
Okay.
Corbin went to one that was kind of for the younger kids.
All right.
But, and then you can get transportation.
Okay.
It's just kind of it's a good thing. One thing that was really cool about it is the family visits. They would come out and work with us as parents too,
okay.
you know, so they would teach us how to deal with, you know, his meltdowns or getting
right.
him to eat.
Cause that is equally as important as,
yep.
you know, him himself learning to.
Yeah.
To
it's really important. And how to be advocates. When
right.
he did start school,
mm-hmm.
to, you know, say this is what our kid needs and this is what our right. child is going to get, you know. So towards the end of his year being there, I started thinking, you know, how much this place has helped our family and helped him. And you see him learning to tie his shoes and just, I mean, little things that kids don't learn. I mean, kids learn, but autistic kids don't learn as easy,
right.
you know. So I thought, what could I do to help just give back, you know. They're mm-hmm. they're a place that's run by parents who, I mean, it was started by parents with autism kids,
mm-hmm.
you know. So I just started calling people, and all of a sudden all these people were down to play, and it was like, all right, we're gonna do this. And when Mac got involved and put up some cool raffle prizes,
mm-hmm.
and said they're on board, you know, we just kind of, it was a good event.
That's cool.
And this year is gonna be equally, if not more,
mm-hmm.
so.
Well, I hope so. And I know when we initially talked about this, actually, I think last year when I first started the podcast here and we were talking about autism, you actually kind of brought this to my attention.
Yeah.
Autism. I mean, I'd heard of it, but I didn't really know exactly what it was.
Yep.
But April is also Autism Awareness Month. So that's a good thing. This is
yes.
is a pretty serious podcast I'm doing.
It
here.
Is. This,
this
is.
Is
this
the
is,
most serious.
I'm feeling good.
Of
this
podcast.
Is a serious episode.
Yeah.
You got. I feel good that my kid got to be on it because
yeah.
you've had your son on it.
Yeah.
But no other kids have graced the thank you, Rob.
Right.
I feel like we're breaking boundaries.
We
today.
We are absolutely. But you know, like
we got
in the history
with
of
tissues.
Like in the history of sitcoms. You know, comedy sitcoms, there's always a serious episode.
Different Strokes.
Again.
Remember that one episode where the bike guy?
The bike guy
and
tucked
he,
the kids?
Kept him in the back. And
yep.
That was serious.
That was serious.
But they kept some comedy there.
You know what's
you
funny
know?
About it is that stuff sticks with you, though.
It does.
Like, you remember that. You're like,
yep.
man, I hope no one,
not,
I hope I don't go to some
that's
bike
why
shop
I don't,
and the guy tries to bring me to the back room.
That's
you
why
know
I don't
mean?
Ride bikes today. So...
But
and that guy
right.
was in other shows, too, and I could never see him in another show after yeah. that because I just thought, you know, he's Dudley and Dudley. How come I can remember the friend's name, but I don't? And Arnold. Dudley and our, and
the kid.
I think they were given Dudley drugs or alcohol in the episode, if I remember, because he was pretty at the end when they came and got him.
Okay. Yeah.
Remember Mr. T was on that show?
I do remember that.
We could have a whole podcast about different strokes.
We could. There was some crossover between that show and what was the other show?
The A-Team?
No. The housekeeper on Different Strokes was the same lady on
Facts of Life?
Facts of Life, yes. The same character.
Oh, really?
Yep.
I guess I never really knew that.
Yeah, the more you know.
I knew there was a reason.
This show isn't all about autism.
No, it's about life.
But back to my initial thought there was, I was really curious to read, to learn what autism really was.
Mm-hmm.
So I Googled it.
Okay.
And according to Google, autism is a developmental disorder that appears in the first 3 years of life and affects the brain's normal development of social and communication skills.
Yep.
Would you find that to be accurate?
I would say that's accurate. Accurate. I can't say accurate. I would say that's accurate. I actually, this is funny, but one day I actually decided I do.
That's not funny.
No, it's not, funny. But, no, and why are we laughing about that?
I don't
know. But really, seriously,
but really,
sometimes
comedy
everybody
is the best.
Has a little bit of ADHD and autism.
I would agree
everybody
with that.
Everybody does.
I would agree with that statement.
So, I don't know.
But at what point did you realize that Corbin had autism?
I'd say it was about, hey, Sasha, why don't you stop doing the dishes and come on over and grab a microphone? No.
Nope.
Okay. I would say it was.
Over. We are now joined by Sasha Capacity.
Sasha
Capacity. That's your name.
With a Z, though.
Sasha.
That's
correct.
Sasha.
the mother of Corbin, of course. And the question was, at what age did you realize that Corbin had was autistic or autismic? Autismic with a Z.
I think...
Awesomic?
Osmic.
All right.
I think probably around the age of 3, but with the stigma that comes along with it and the lack of being educated,
mm-hmm.
I don't think it was fully addressed till he was 5.
Okay.
And... That's
Is this something that if you catch it earlier, like within like the 1 to 3 or 0 to 3 range, that it can be offset a little bit, or
it can be offset. And going back to Mac, and this is another thing that they do, which I think is important to mention with Corbin, it's ABA therapy because it was caught so late. He did go to 40-hour ABA. It's intense therapy. He did do 40 hours a week, 8 hours a day.
Wow.
So
that's a full
pretty amazing.
Gig right there.
I mean, these people devote their day and their lives to these children.
They do the same stuff over and over and over. You know,
try to break down brain patterns.
That's pretty hardcore. That's dedication.
It is.
And that's at the Minnesota Autism Center.
Yep. And there's lots of places like the Minnesota Autism Center.
They're privately funded, so they don't get as much recognition and funding as other places.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's great that Dave and everybody is volunteering their time and doing this.
Call me Capacity. Only on air.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
don't
it's Dave with a Z, though.
Don't do that.
Sorry.
Yeah. Dave Z.
Dave Capacity.
No, but yeah, we chose this one just because we have a personal connection to it, you know.
And Christopher Michael Jensen also does as well. Is that correct? Doesn't he have a kid? Some kids with autism? Or
No, he doesn't. But when I connected with him, I saw that he had been doing some successful fundraiser benefit shows.
Okay.
So at that time I was just kind of out of the scene a little bit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I connected with him, and then he kind of got us the spot, and I just thought this year, you know, we'll do the same thing.
Right.
Same format, same amount of artists. We got some special guests coming.
Tupac?
Yep. And nobody knows the special guests. I'm me and Christopher Michael Jensen are the only people that know.
Really?
Yep.
You guys
they asked
in this day and age.
They said, don't tell anybody we're playing.
Understood.
Yep.
Bone Thugs and Harmony.
No.
Bum, 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 bum,
we got P. Diddy.
Bone, bone,
we got
bone.
P. Diddy coming through. Sasha hooked it up.
Nice.
She used to date him.
You know, he goes by Puff Daddy now. He's back to Puff.
You dated him when he was Puffy, right?
Yeah.
Right. Well, now he's Puffy again, so.
He was almost my baby daddy's.
Oh, yeah.
But then I met you, honey.
She met me, and she said, your flow is off the hook.
The real Puff Daddy over here.
And you got.
I'm more down with the underground style, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Down with the underground.
And the way you kiss is so... Okay, let's get back to this.
Whenever Dave's distracted, you just have to use this word to get him out of it. Elevator. And then he snaps right out of it.
What is that? Is that an inside joke?
Yeah.
not so inside
it's
anymore.
Nothing we need. This conversation is getting way off track of autism.
So all the funds raised at the show are donated to the Minnesota Autism Center.
Yep. Right? Yep.
MNAutism.org. That's the website. Just go.
Yes.
Just say yes.
Yep.
Just say yes.
Yep.
The guy that did the research here.
He knows.
He knows. The guy that thought that Christopher Michael... Why can't I say his name?
Christopher Michael Jensen.
I thought he had kids or a kid with autism.
You know,
but he's just a good guy. I've never met... I don't know that I've ever met
him. But Mose has
Mose
a kid
does.
With autism.
That's what the confusion was.
And
yeah,
so I had to put Mose on it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know if I said his name in the first... Did we list off everybody that's playing?
I did.
You
oh,
did, okay.
His wife has
a Facebook page.
Okay.
Autism.
My wife has a Facebook
posse.
Page.
Yes.
You have
no,
a
it's you'd have to look it up and do the research.
Okay.
But it's
she has a Facebook
page Facebook,
dedicated
and it's
to
autism,
it?
My autism posse or something like that.
As it turns out, the Facebook page is a private group, so you have to, it's like an invite only. I'd assume that's only because you don't want just anybody. It's support for parents and mothers of.
Yep. It's called My Autism Parenting Posse.
Right.
She posts a lot of great links and events in the area for kids with autism, so it's nice. A lot of good resources up there.
But really, you can go on like Facebook or on the internet and look up, and you find hundreds of blogs where people are sharing stories or good articles.
So there's some good support out there.
There is.
You just got to look for it.
But you guys were just talking about, we took a little slight break there, but... Corbin's had some trouble on the bus in school. So you guys, he's in a public school, right?
Yes, he is.
And what happened? What's the story?
Corbin's come a long way, but the biggest challenge in his life, I think, is he's not the definition of autism by the standards of the school district or in many people's eyes. So we've had some issues with bullying because when kids are joking around and playing around the way boys do, he doesn't understand that there's a divider between reality and what's really going on. So we had an incident where he got punched a couple times. He was a trooper. He went through it because he's a ninja in his mind. So that's great.
Right.
So,
but
you know,
school,
I gotta say,
what
it's tough
it's
being
hard.
A parent, you know, like we just sent our firstborn just started kindergarten this school year. And, you know, you send him on the bus and it's like, he's on his own. You know, it's like now he's in the real world, you know, per se, as a child on the school bus. And I don't know about out here, but on the school buses in Woodbury area, they have a bus monitor, which is actually just a kid.
Monitor.
Oh,
it's just a kid like that's assigned to do this. So if there's trouble, you know, he just kind of
I don't know what control.
I don't know if he takes control. It just says, "Hey, you guys can't do that."
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that, I don't know.
I'm telling you,
you're lucky. I had to summon the security tape.
Really?
Go through all sorts of red tapes and steps, and I mean, bullying happens, and it's a concern at any level. But
and
I
the
think
state, the state just passed some law on bullying.
I'm telling you.
I don't know the stipulations of that, but it's
stricter punishments.
If you want to watch a movie, don't watch it, but watch it. The Bully movie.
Yeah.
You ever heard of that movie?
I've heard of it. I have not seen it yet.
We had to watch it, and after watching that, I mean, I was bullied on the bus, so I'm
not
a
huge
fan of riding on the bus. I'd like to talk to Big Jess about riding on the bus, because he's been a bus driver
for
so many
years.
He's
probably, I just want it to be known that it's Saturday at noon, and Big Jess is probably on a school bus right now.
Yes, and but I bet he runs a nice,
Saturday
tight...
Saturday school.
I bet he runs a tight bus.
Oh, I'm sure
You know
he
what
does.
I'm saying? But some of these bus drivers, they're kind of sketchy, you know, working in the school district and
right.
stuff.
Oh,
for so many
I know
years,
yeah.
Yeah, you work in the school.
Yeah.
You see bus drivers, and you're like, oh, okay, that guy looks
Corbin's
like he got out
fired.
Of prison. But, but what we were saying is that the school doesn't understand.
No.
So... when Sasha went to talk to the school principal, he just doesn't understand.
He doesn't understand.
Right.
He doesn't. Kids are bullied by any means or measured, but I think depending on where you are in the spectrum. And I said, my son has no concept that the, you know, in his mind they're his friends.
Right.
And that's the sad part. They're playing and picking on him because they're his friends.
Mm-hmm.
And the reality is they're bullying him. And you try to tell someone who isn't educated about this, and mm-hmm. they think you're just making an excuse. And it's not an
right.
excuse.
Right. Yeah.
So mainly the school system is the hardest part with having a kid where Corbin is, because, you know, he's not really noticeably autistic. But
right.
His brain works a little different, you know.
Sure.
So,
you know, it's the bullying thing is a huge issue, but it's like, how do you draw that line? I know that at one point, and I don't know what this new law is going to enforce, but at one point it was, and I think this was kind of dependent on the school, if there was a fight between two kids, let's just say Corbin was just walking down the hall and some kid came up and pushed him and started beating him up, Corbin would be expelled too. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
Even though he didn't do anything. And even if you teach a kid to defend himself, you know, that's still wrong.
Yeah.
It's like I don't understand. It's such a tough issue
it is.
To debate.
It is.
And
kids are mean. Working at the school, I see it every day.
Yeah.
Kids are mean, and that's my biggest fear, having little kids, is sending them to school.
Yeah, that's true. Even with, like, the things that like the shootings and the stabbings and stuff in schools.
Yeah.
And I understand it doesn't happen everywhere, but it can happen everywhere.
Yep.
You know, and
but having an autistic kid, if you can get into a place like Mac or one of those other spots, you know, mm-hmm. It helps you get ready for
preparing
those years.
For that.
Kind of, right. You know, instead of sending your kid, like the first thing they said is, we want to set your kid up for, you know, not being a failure.
Right.
Because if you just send them without the knowledge and stuff, you know, then
they're just blindly walking in and.
Yeah, then he would not make it.
We're not knocking the school system, but with the diagnosis and everything being so new, even though it's been around,
mm-hmm.
it just hasn't quite caught on, because he went through an assessment through school when he first started, and they deemed him completely fine. No special needs, no 504, nothing. Like, he went in there a full-fledged student, which is great, but what they don't understand is it's great till something triggers him, and then there's going to be a problem.
Right.
So.
And there's lots of kids with the same thing, and that's why places like Mac are needed.
Right.
Exactly.
And that's why, I, as a parent to an autistic kid and mm-hmm. a hip-hop artist, I want to be
do
able
what you
to
can.
Do something. You know, last
right.
year we raised over $1,500 for him.
Make a difference.
You know, and then they opened a new school this year, and the lady said, your money helped build that playground, you know, and it was just, it's awesome to see that. So,
right.
Well, Dave's made a difference too, taking the knowledge away that Mac has taught us with our family skills,
mm-hmm.
and Dave working in the school system, he's actually talked to some parents and made some referrals and helped some kids, you know, get to where they need
yep.
to be. Because
I think
nice.
If you have a kid that has
So you know, you're saying, like, you've seen kids in the school that are like, you know what, I think this kid might have autism. Do you,
no,
you talk
just
to the parents
like a kid that has autism that's in the school.
Right.
And then I start thinking, that kid really could benefit from the services that Mac provides,
okay.
you
okay.
know? So then I kind of mentioned it to the parent, and the parent did some research, and then mm-hmm. all of a sudden the kid's at the school the
nice.
Next year, you know?
That's cool.
And it's cool because it's like, I think the school is equipped to do those, to help kids, you know, but mm-hmm. sometimes
not to the
you just need a little. Yep.
Mac
I think the
can.
School's good at making them comfortable and getting them through. I think Mac is good at giving them the skills to go above and beyond that
right.
and function and make it through and succeed.
Right.
So I think it'd be nice someday. And what I was really disappointed with is when Corbin got diagnosed, they're like, okay, your kid has autism,
mm-hmm.
you know, special ed. But there needs to be some type of link, I think, between the school districts and Fraser and Mac, where if the school district catches it, they can refer. Because
yeah.
we don't do that now, because we were on our own. They said, your kid has autism. And that was it. They didn't have any resources for us.
No
anything.
Assistance or anything?
Nothing. We
wow.
didn't direct us to a website.
And that's interesting, because I think that's probably dependent on the areas. Like, where we live, our one-year-old has what's called low muscle tone. So he develops things a little bit slower, and because of that, it impacts other things like his speech, and maybe it is autism, or it could become that, but because we had him, like, tested for that, or we noticed that at an early age, that he's already doing physical therapy, and this was all through our school district, you know? And I don't know, maybe that's dependent on the
areas. Well, I think
the
school
areas.
District does do, they do tests.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
but the physical therapy older. That he gets is all through the school district and whatnot.
Is it?
Yeah.
So So
maybe it's different.
Autism.
It could be.
It's a really weird. It's really weird because doctors, they don't diagnose, nor do they prescribe medicine for autism.
Mm-hmm.
Psychiatrists and the autism centers do. I think it's so weird that if it's 1 in 50 or 1 in 68 or even 1 in 100 kids, why the doctors versus the school districts versus the special needs centers aren't all together and on the same page.
Right.
I would like to see that.
I mean,
happen.
Let's get real, folks. The school needs to let places like Mac into their doors.
Mm-hmm.
They need to open up and they need to. This is not a laughing matter. They need to open their doors. They need to let those teachers come in. They need to let them help the school age teachers learn and how to deal with these children.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
or
this isn't the 1400s. We're not going to stick them in an institute. You know, they want us to stick them in an institute or stick them somewhere and put them away in the closet.
Or they need more specialized, actually like autism familiar teachers in the school district.
Yes.
You know what I mean? But you know, the bottom line really is, the school districts don't have funding to do that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? That is sad.
And that is.
That is sad.
Do you know that there's a language, basically.
English?
A language for children on the mid-spectrum like Corbin, a certain way that you can talk to them to get them to respond. And wouldn't it be nice, though, if they could do a once-a-year training in our school system so the teachers knew how to speak to our children? We went in and we coached a teacher, which was great, but she didn't know. But I think my main point is I think knowing what Mac has done for our son, going from not being able to communicate, not being able to tie his shoes, not being able to hold a pencil, not being able to tell us what he wants, to going through a year and working hard and basically doing a 180 and having a son who is self-sufficient in every way and so special and has exceeded any goal we've set for him thanks to the skills that they've given him and us as a family. I think that's why we're doing this, because they're very special to us.
Yes.
And this is the best way to say thank you and get the word out there for anybody who's struggling and
do some good for
some
them
extra help.
Because it's crazy how after last year, I had a couple people hit me up and say, I'm curious about this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Or Mose was one who said, we think our kids, you know, our child was just diagnosed or this and that, you know. So it's like... at the same time, we want to put ourselves out there and say we're parents to a kid and we know how to, you know, we might not have all the answers, but we can help you
find the answers.
Find the answers.
Right.
We can and
get the resources to find the
And there's
the
a lot
answers.
Of good places out there. And
there is.
Mac is just the one that, you know, popped up for us and did the miracle. And
so mnautism.org. So you can check out that website for more info, of course. But Capacity, you had something else to add to that?
I was going to just say that when you think of autism or you see people that are autistic, don't think of them as scary or something that you don't want to deal with. Think of them as geniuses.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I've had a friend told me that he has a brother that's autistic and he makes $100,000 as a doctor. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So with what you're saying is with the correct help, you know, that's not like something that's going to cripple you for life. You know what I mean? It's manageable.
And a lot of times autistic people are really good at one thing or they have, you know, their brain kind of focuses on this one thing.
Okay.
And they could be, I bet Steve Jobs had autism. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like
I
stuff like
that.
They just might be out there or might be have some crazy thoughts. Corbin, he will study a video game a month before we get it, and then he'll show me where the secrets are on Mario.
Nice.
You know.
And Corbin, do you got some last words to add to this?
No.
No?
You don't want to say bye to the people in internet land?
Bye-bye.
Can you say thank you, Rob?
Thank you, all puzzles.
You're welcome. All right, well, let's wrap this up. It's a very serious episode of the show, and it's you know, it's a good cause.
It is.
Right?
It is.
So come out on, when is the show again?
It
Wednesday, April 23rd.
Yep.
Come out on April 23rd. It's a Wednesday night. Starts at 7 at Honey, 205 East Hennepin Avenue in Minneapolis. 18 plus.
Great spot.
$5. And so the door money goes right to?
It goes straight to the Mac and all the raffle proceeds, you know, all the Mac.
All Mac.
It's all Mac.
All
it's
day.
It's just a great feeling. We got DJs. We got live art from Katina Elizabeth, Rhea Brugger, Jamie Varda, and Wit.
Oh, we didn't even talk on
yes,
that. Yeah,
we didn't.
You got live
we
art.
We got live art. We got DJs. We got music. You know, what more can you ask for?
A Scratch. Mixing it up.
I'm going to be performing with a band in A Scratch.
Project 13? Or
minute. Yep. Just
getting the band
minute.
Back together.
Just like to improv a little bit, you know.
That's
so
cool.
I think I'm going to improv.
Well, let me wrap this up here. I'm going to wrap this up here.
Let's talk for another hour about me real quick.
It is fun to talk about yourself.
Did you see my phone that I got? It's cracked. I mean,
what happened to that?
I'm just joking.
Capacity, you can be found at earlybirdrap.com.
I'm chilling there all day.
All day long.
Yeah, all day.
And on Facebook as well.
I'm there.
You're at Capacity. I think it's facebook.com.
Facebook. Yep. Capacity. You can find me. Just look up Capacity with an I.
C-A-P-A-C-I-T-I.
Yep. With an I. You ask Capacity. Why? Because there's no Y. There's an I.
And no Z's.
And no Z's.
So don't sleep.
Don't sleep.
There you go. I didn't even get a chance to plug Brims and Tongues here.
Oh, plug them up.
Yeah, head over to brimsandtongues.com. Any purchase in-store, online, or... you know, at one of they're out at the Gravity shows. I'm sure you've heard about the Gravity shows at Honey.
Yep.
Any purchase, you're entered to win a pair of tickets for a sound set 2014.
Nice.
Which we've kind of touched on here today.
They sell kids' clothes out there?
They do. They have some youth sizes. They don't have like the small kids yet. But I'm pushing for that.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Michael Allen, owner of Brims and Tongues, has a small
they got
a child
sizes?
Now.
They got big sizes too. For a guy like me.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, that's the problem.
Absolutely.
I can't find dope hip hop clothes, you know, that I can wear.
Right. Well,
you know?
this is for you then.
I'm gonna have to check it
Brimsandtongues.com. And the drawing for those tickets is April 15th, so that's coming up.
Oh.
Brims and Tongues, fresh from head to toe.
Nice.
All day. Shout out to Amber Ace Cleveland. And then thank you, Rob.com. I don't have a drawing for anything.
Except for stick figures. You're drawing stick figures, I see.
Yeah, I'm pretty good
at that.
Look at that.
You made a little, there's a sunshine.
Village.
Dogs,
a village of people.
Flowers.
Yep.
Man.
Flowers. The sun shining
is
important.
Were you paying attention during the interview, Rob? It was serious.
The whole time these guys are talking.
You're over there drawing pictures.
Yeah. Thank you, Rob.com. Hit the podcast button. You can listen to past episodes. Episode number 50 was the Thank You Cap Robcast, which was an epic episode.
Was I on that one? Because that was...
Nope.
I remember hearing
that.
Nope,
you weren't there.
Good.
And then you click my iDefine Design graphic design link. I'm working on some stuff with Dispute One right now.
Oh, nice.
Extreme.
I heard he has an album coming out.
I don't know if he does, but he's working
on...
Oh,
I thought he did.
I'm sure. He's always working on something.
Yeah.
MBK Enterprises.
I would like to do a song with him. I mean,
let's make that happen.
Yeah.
Let's make that happen.
I've hit him up about it a couple times. I guess I got to just find the right beat.
Right. The beat. You know? That's the heart. The heart of
heart
rock and roll
beat.
Is the beat.
It's the heartbeat.
And then also at thankyourob.com, there's a link right to Brims and Tongues right from there.
Nice. You got a link to my site up there?
Yep.
You should probably just have a
link
there. Right to me.
Actually, when you go to thankyourob.com, it immediately overlays with a picture of you.
Nice.
And says, click my face.
Is that one where I'm laying on the couch in just my socks?
Yep. And the bear skin rug?
Yep.
That's the one.
Yeah.
And then I got a shout out, Fuzz Talk Radio, internet radio down in Mankato.
Nice.
I will be in Mankato April 26th for the 14th annual. 14th annual.
14th. I played a couple
427 Barbecue. You did.
I did, but what years did I play?
I don't know.
I must have played the earlier years.
Yeah.
14 years. Wow.
Damn.
I played in 2006, I think. What year that would have that been?
06, 07, 08? Probably. That was a good era.
I played a couple in those days.
I'm going to go down there and pick up a mic and make some raps with Professor Fresh. So that'll be fun.
I remember I only made so many shirts in my whole life. I made 20 shirts.
Yeah.
And I played two shows. I played one somewhere, and then I drove to Mankato and played the 427 Barbecue.
Okay.
And I remember you rocking my shirt when you were on stage with Ruthless.
I did.
I bet you don't remember that, but I do.
A Capacity shirt?
Yes.
What shirt was it?
It was a white Capacity shirt. Do you still have it? Because you should wear it every time you see me.
I mean, you know,
I'm not laughing.
Let me tell
you
something about me.
Okay.
I love white T-shirts, but the problem with white T-shirts is they don't last long. All right. Thank you, Rob.com. Go
thank
there.
You.
Check out episodes of this and Early Bird Rap.
Early
Capacity.
Bird Rap.
Last words?
My last words. I had some good last words, but now I don't remember. You know what my last words are?
What?
Summer's coming up. It's been a long, cold winter. I want y'all to get your dollar bills out there. Go to some garage sales.
There you go. Yeah, you're the garage sailor.
Let me know if you find one with some good tapes. The garage sailor. You know, that just gave me a good idea. A good reality show. The garage sailor. Like, I dress up in a sailor's hat and my glasses. Make a boat.
That's awesome.
Make
I
a
like
boat.
That.
I just only wear my socks. And I make a boat with wheels and yeah. drive around to all the garage sales.
Captain capacity.
Every episode sailing, we've talked about garage sales.
Sailing.
Garage sailing. Dude, I'm telling you, the garage sailor is here. What will he find next? Oh, he found the old Fat Boys tape.
We need to get in contact with like Abhinav of Cherry Sky. Someone with some good video skills, maybe put together a little promo or
oh,
something
man.
Like that.
That would be so... I'm telling you, I've mentioned garage sales on every episode that I've
you
been
have.
On. That's why I purposely had to say something about garage sales.
Well, that's cool, man.
I'm pushing it, man. I'm pushing it. Call us, 555-9982.
8-9-9-9-8-9. And I'm going to end it with Chewbacca balls.
Here we go on the daytime stroll. Another sunny afternoon with no money in my billfold. What to do? Maybe hit a park. It's a great way for a Saturday to start. Plus my kids will enjoy tossing the ball back and forth and playing on the playground, swinging up and back down, swimming in the man-made lake. It reminds me of back in the day. We'd ride bikes to the basketball court. Shooting some hoops was my favorite sport. Quick alley-oop to the neighbor next door. Got tired and I just lay on the floor, looking at the clouds, can't think of what's ahead of me. The future looks far out, it's messing with my head. Who would have thought back in the days that now I'd have all these kids, all these kids, huh? All these kids, all these kids. I can't believe I got all these kids, huh? All these kids, all these kids. No, I can't believe it. Maybe we should move to the farm. I wear a cowboy hat in my field of dreams. We got a bunch of land and our children can run, release the energy, a garden of love to grow for the centuries to come. We raise them up to believe in God and believe in themselves and the goals they got. Don't keep to yourself if you got the problem. You can bring it to your parents, we can solve it. Together now, all in the family, forever proud. Dad, I'll be till the end of me. And I look back when I was a teen. It makes me trip that now I got all these kids. Olivia, Corbin, Elise, and Eliana. There would be no us if it wasn't for your mama. My wife, Sasha, holds us together tight. Hold our little baby close in the midst of the night. Wife, motherly affection. She lets them be themselves and protects them in this life that we live. And I still can't believe we got all these kids. All these kids, all these kids. I can't believe we got all these kids. All these kids, all these kids. I can't believe it. Olivia is 12, she likes arts and crafts and music and making people laugh. Corbin is 5, he dresses up in masks and likes to pretend that he's Spider-Man. Annalise is 2, loves to sing and dance and is independent whenever she can be. Eliana is the new addition to the family. A precious gift got handed to me and handed to us. Can it be? Saw the trust. I landed in a dream not knowing what to expect from this. What to expect from this. Now I have all these kids. All these kids. Ah, all these kids. All these kids. I can't believe I got all these kids. All these kids. All these kids. I can't believe we got all these kids. All these kids. All these kids, no, I can't believe that. I can't believe that. I can't believe we got all these kids. All these kids, all these kids. Olivia, Corbin, Elise, and Eliana. Olivia, Corbin, Elise, and Eliana. Olivia, Corbin, Elise, and Eliana. Olivia, Corbin, Elise, and Eliana.
Family, room for the young and the old. Plenty of happiness, plenty of love, plenty of room in the floor.